USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are a number of coronavirus updates, including the fact that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to head off the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after the emergency declaration. The United States has now surpassed 2,000 confirmed or presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, and Joe Biden says he will not be tested for COVID-19 as he is not showing any symptoms, and one of D.C.'s most popular attractions is closing. Elevator access to the Washington Monument will now no longer be available, according to the National Park Service.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Bernie Sanders acknowledged that fears about the spread of the coronavirus have damaged his ability to leverage large rallies into support at the polls and suggested that future Democratic presidential primary voting should be delayed if health officials deem doing so is appropriate. He said, "We do more rallies than anyone else, and they're often well attended." He said he loves to do them, but the coronavirus has obviously impacted our ability to communicate with people in the traditional way, and that's hurting us very much. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio will vote in the next round of primaries Tuesday. The full federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. said that it will take up the House of Representatives' bid to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. The decision gives new hope to House Democrats who want McGahn's testimony before the November elections. Arguments will be held April 28. The order comes just 2 weeks after a three-judge panel of the appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With numerous sporting events being canceled around the country, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is doing what he can to help his non-basketball employees. Tim Berg has the details.
All major sporting events are canceled across the United States with the outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, one owner, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, is doing what he can to help out his hourly employees who need to make ends meet. He joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to do.
The Mavericks are going to take care of them. You know, it was one of the first things that crossed my mind that when we postpone games, those guys aren't going to get paid. We put together a program where we're going to pay them as if those games took place. And, you know, I encourage others in my circumstance, not all small businesses are going to be able to just keep on paying their hourly workers. And I say the same thing to hourly workers. Be cognizant of the circumstances of your company. If CEOs and even small entrepreneurs can work together with their employees, you can find a resolution. And hopefully over the next couple months, all the virus stuff resolves itself and everybody can keep their jobs. But it's going to take CEOs and employees working together to make that happen.
Federal prosecutors hit the singer R. Kelly with more criminal charges, accusing him of having unprotected sex with a girl in 2015 without disclosing he had a social disease. The new racketeering charges were included in a revised indictment filed in New York City a week after the 53-year-old pled not guilty to a separate updated federal indictment in Chicago involving child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, and a number of other allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.